glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Once again, welcome to Moments of Inspiration. Today, we have with us a guest speaker. Larry Billingsley will bring the lesson for us. We invite you to hear his message from the Word of God.
There's a sweet, sweet Spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. There are sweet expressions on each face,
chapter 12, verses 1 through 12, Jesus is giving his disciples warnings and encouragement. Jesus is going up against the popular religious establishment of the day. While doing so, he seeks to embolden his own disciples. With the crowd growing to the thousands, he warns his disciples of the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. Instead, calls for integrity, where even their secrets will be broadcasted. The first thing he talks about is a warning against the yeast of the Pharisees, once again, which is hypocrisy. In Luke chapter 12, 1 through 3, he says, "Meanwhile, when a crowd of many thousands had gathered so that they were trampling on one another, Jesus began to speak first to his disciples, saying, 'Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy.' There's nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the ear in the inner room, proclaim from the roof." There are many things in life we're to guard against. Here, there's a warning to his disciples in this text about hypocrisy. All things hidden will be made known. I mean, there won't be anything that's not disclosed. Whatever's concealed, it'll be disclosed. Whatever's hidden, it'll be made known to all. Whatever's said in darkness, it will be heard in daylight. And then whatever's whispered in the ear, it'll be proclaimed from the rooftop. As he talks of things hidden being revealed, it seems that Jesus is leading or calling his disciples to proclaim him with boldness. "You seek me, therefore you are freed from sin. You're freed from shame. You don't have to speak in secrecy. You don't have to fear in your life. You see, fear is one of those things that will often keep people silent. It pushes them to hypocrisy as well. This is what he warns against. God doesn't want his people to be fearful. He doesn't want us to be timid. He doesn't want us to deny him in the public or anywhere else. But these Pharisees, they appeared righteous, but they're not. They are the largest and most prominent of their day. Their religious group is the biggest and the best and the most popular. And that should tell us something. We should not assume the most prominent and the most popular following God at all. The second thing he talks about, he gives some encouraging words from God. In Luke chapter 12, 4 through 12, he says, "I tell you, my friend, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that can do no more. But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who, after killing of the body, has power to throw you into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hair of your heads are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. I tell you, whoever acknowledges me before men, the Son of Man will also acknowledge him before the angels of God. But he who disowns me before men will be disowned before the angels of God. And everyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven. But anyone who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven. When you are brought before the synagogues, rulers, and authorities, do not worry about how you will defend yourselves or what you will say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what you should say." He teaches us clearly who's not to be afraid of and who to be afraid of. In Luke 12 and verse 4, he says, "Don't be afraid of those who can kill the body and do nothing else." In verse 5, he points out, "Do be afraid of the ones who, after killing of the body, has the power to throw you into hell." This God is going around looking for ways to keep us out of hell. That's just what he does. God loves you. He loves everyone and wants everyone to go to heaven. In verse 6, he says, "He knows every sparrow, yet you are more important to him than any of those sparrows." In verse 7, he says, "He knows the number of your hairs on our heads," showing how important we are to him, even more so than the sparrow. And he cares very much for them. You see, God, as we acknowledge him before men, he will acknowledge us before himself. In verse 8, he says, "When we acknowledge God before men, the Son of Man will acknowledge us before the angels of God." But then 9 through 10, he said, "If we disown Jesus, he will disown us before the angels of God." In Luke 12 and 11 through 12, he says, "Do not worry when brought before rulers." He wants us to bring forth fruits and be witnesses of him against all opposition, not with fear, not with timidity, but we're to come before all and declare him as Lord as we live in our lives for him. You see, God's promise is the Holy Spirit. And if he will give us the Holy Spirit, there is nothing that he would deny us. We can be assured of that. It's no different today. As he gave his disciples the Holy Spirit, he gives the Holy Spirit to all his children today. We can depend upon him to be our guide, not worry about what we're going to say, not worry about what we have to do or not have to do, and declare him as Lord of our life without any fear from this world.
Gentle Shepherd, come and lead us, for we help us find our way. Gentle Shepherd, come and feed us, for we need your strength from day to day.
For tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.